Thank you.
You can stand if you wish. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Carols we sung every year that tell of the joy of the birth of the Lord. It's the singingest time of the year. With Christmas bells ringing, we'll all join in singing carols we sung every year that tell of the joy of the birth of the Lord. It's the singingest time of the year.
Christmas time is filled with songs that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts.
But it wasn't always that way.
What do you mean?
Let's go back to the year 1689. Here we see 15-year-old Isaac Watts and his father, Deacon Enoch Watts.
What's the matter, son? Are you not feeling well?
I'm well, father.
Your face tells me a different story. Was there a problem with service this morning?
Oh, father, I love the Word of God and the doctrines and the teachings of the Lord, but the worship was downright atrocious.
Atrocious? That's a strong word.
The songs are so dreary, and they're hard to sing.
So you think you can do better? Then give us something better.
Something better. Yes, something better. God is worthy of so much better.
Deacon Enoch Watts had planted a vision in his son's heart. That vision for something better in our worship inspired Isaac Watts to write many hymns, including the famous and favorite Christmas hymn, Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. That's certainly not dreary.
Oh.
Joy to the world,
the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let man their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
So do you have a favorite Christmas carol?
I always like the 12 Days of Christmas, but is it okay to sing something like that here in church? It doesn't even mention Jesus or God.
I think we can go ahead and sing it. Afterward, I will tell you a little more about the song.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That was fun. Now, what is the story about this song? Is it like a countdown to Christmas?
You mean like a countdown for like a rocket launch?
Right. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Or like counting down the number of days to Christmas vacation.
Actually, the 12 days in this song aren't a countdown to Christmas. They are the 12 days between Christmas and Epiphany, when we celebrate the coming of the wise men. According to some, the development of this song grew out of religious persecution in Europe in the 15 and 1600s. The words of this song may have carried the message of Christmas in a hidden form. First, the song mentions my true love. Who is this true love? The book of 1 John tells us that God is love. The most quoted verse of the Bible is John 3:16. What does that verse say?
Guys, look at Miss Kristen. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Okay, guys.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Jesus dies on a tree as a gift from God.
2 turtle doves.
Can either refer to the Old and New Testaments, or it can remind us of the 2 doves that Mary and Joseph sacrificed at the temple when Jesus was 40 days old. Jesus fulfilled the law in our place.
3 French hens.
Reminds us of faith, hope, and love, the 3 gifts of the Spirit that abide. Or they can also remind us of the 3 gifts of the wise men.
4 calling birds.
Reminds us of the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that call out the song of salvation in Jesus.
5 golden rings.
Reminds us of the first 5 books of the Bible, also known as the books of Moses.
6 geese a-laying.
Represents the 6 days of creation.
7 swans a-swimming.
Point to the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
8 maids a-milking.
Are the 8 Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount.
9 ladies dancing.
Reflect the 9-fold fruit of the Spirit.
10 lords a-leaping.
Can remind us of the 10 commandments.
11 drippers piping.
Point to the 11 faithful disciples.
12 drummers drumming.
Symbolize 12 fundamental teachings of Christianity proclaimed in the Apostle Creed. So the song ends with a summary of the Christian faith.
And each verse comes back to the partridge in a pear tree, to Jesus who dies on the cross, the tree.
Wow, I can see that song in a whole new light now.
And speaking of light, remember the song that says, "Yet in thy dark streets shineth thy everlasting light"?
Sure, that's A Little Town of Bethlehem.
My costume?
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in.
Bishop Phil Brooks wrote this hymn in 1868. He had early traveled to the Holy Land and had seen little town of Bethlehem that he wrote about.
That's right.
Oh, Bishop Brooks, what a surprise.
I remember the trip well. After an early dinner, we took our horses and rode to Bethlehem. It was only about 2 hours when he came to the town, situated on an eastern ridge of a range of hills, surrounded by terraced gardens. Before dark, we rode out of town to the field where they say the shepherds saw the star. Somewhere in those fields we rode through, the shepherds must have been, as we passed, shepherds were still keeping watch over their flocks.
So did you write this song right there, on the spot?
Oh no. It was a few years later. I wrote the words as a poem and shared them with the Sunday school children at my church. It didn't have music at first, you know.
Ha! It certainly didn't.
Hey, Redner, Lewis Redner. Why are you here?
You surely think I should tell my half of the story now, don't you?
Oh yeah, of course, man, of course. It's so good to see you.
As Mr. Brooks has said, he shared the words of his poem with his Sunday school children, but he also shared them with me.
That was a mistake.
Anyways, I was the organist at his church. As Christmas approached, Mr. Brooks told me that he had written a simple little carol for the Christmas Sunday school service. He asked me to write the tune.
That is correct. How hard can it be to write a tune to go along with my little poem?
A little bit more time would have been helpful, Bishop Brooks.
Or maybe a bit less procrastination and a bit more diligence on your part, Redner?
Well, I suppose the simple music was written in great haste and great pressure. We were supposed to practice the following Sunday. Mr. Brooks came to me on Friday.
Wait. Redner, have you ground out that music yet to A Little Town of Bethlehem?
No, but you will have it Sunday, my friend.
So it's Friday, and you haven't even started?
On Saturday night, my brain was all confused. I was thinking one thing, then, you know, another thing, and then I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, anyways, so I kind of just set it aside and thought I would prepare my Sunday school lesson and focus on music later. But I kind of fell asleep, and that was a problem. But, you know, I was woken late in the night hearing an angel string in my ear. And I got a piece of paper, and I was like, man, I need to write this down. And I jotted down the tune as we now have it. And on Sunday morning, before church, I filled in the harmony.
Neither of us ever thought the carol, or especially the music, would live beyond that Christmas of 1868.
You know, I didn't expect it to either, my friend.
But it certainly does live on as a prayer in the hearts of Christians around the world.
Oh, holy Jesus.
child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast not our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Yes, O Little Town of Bethlehem was written for a Sunday school Christmas service, much like the one we're celebrating today.
I remember hearing about a Christmas Eve service that almost didn't have a Christmas carol.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, it was back in 1818.
I can't believe it! This just can't be happening! And with Christmas Eve right around the corner, this is terrible news! What a terrible day!
What a beautiful day. The snow is falling, the children are singing, it's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, Franz.
It may be Christmas, but it's not merry.
What's the problem, man? Oh, I know. I bet you forgot to get me a Christmas present. Again. Well, don't be concerned. I forgive you.
I
just
wish
don't let
it
happen again.
But the organ is broken.
Seriously?
Seriously. I called the organ repair woman, Wilma. She's checking in on the situation right now.
Well, the organ is broken is not good news. But Wilma is a good girl. Perhaps she will have some good news for us.
Gentlemen, I have looked at the organ.
And?
I have good news for you.
See, what did I tell you?
I can fix the organ.
That's wonderful news.
I should be able to get the parts I need next Thursday and have the job done by next Saturday.
That's terrible news! Tonight is Christmas Eve!
I'm sorry, my friends. That's the best I can do.
What an awful situation. No music for Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry, Franz.
What are we going to do, Joseph? I have a Christmas Eve service with no music. This is terrible. A silent Christmas.
Not unlike the first Christmas.
What's that you're saying?
Silent, like our first Christmas. Franz, I came over this morning to bring you your present, and the timing could not have been better than right now.
With the organ broken, don't you think I have other things on my mind than a Christmas present?
Now, Franz, quiet down for just a moment. Here, let me show you my gift for you. It is a poem about the silent Christmas.
Silent night? Joseph, this is beautiful! Thank you, my friend. Your words have quieted my heart.
I wish I could have given you the gift of a working organ so we could have music on this evening.
Joseph, I have an idea. Perhaps we shall have music this evening after all. We may not have a working organ, but with my guitar, yes, we shall have music after all.
Shepherds
is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests."
Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, a Savior is born. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory in the highest. And peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth. And peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, a Savior is born.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Like the shepherds, we too have heard and seen. Let's join them in sharing this great news.
You can stand if you wish.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
While shepherds kept their watching,
o'er silent flocks by night,
Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
As the offering is received, if you're a guest or a visitor, please do not feel obligated to put anything in. We just appreciate you being here. And I'm totally sincere about that. I'm sorry, Angel. And it was, don't pick on the angels, it says in the fine print. So. Just like I said, if you're a guest or a visitor, don't feel like you have to put anything in. And as I always say every Sunday, if you need some, take it out. It doesn't belong to us anyway. And if you need more, come and ask us because we'll see what we can do. So God bless you all as we receive this and continue on with our service.
What can I give?
What can I bring? What is a gift that is fit for a king? I'll give my life, not just a part. I'll give my all to Him. I'll give my heart. What can I give? What can I bring? What is a gift that is fit for a king? I'll give my life, not just a part. I'll give my all to Him. I'll give my heart.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on the earth, goodwill to men. What can I give? What can I bring? What is a gift that is fit for a king? I'll give my life, not just a part. I'll give my all to Him. I'll give my heart.
As we join in prayer, we're always reminded that there are brothers and sisters who are unable to be here for different reasons. There are families that hit Christmas time and are struggling with emotions, feelings, situations that have happened or are happening, things past or present. There are individuals in our world that are alone on Christmas, trying to remember what it was like to be happy or maybe having nothing even in their history to remember the significance, the beauty, the power, and grace of Christmas. If you and I have an opportunity, keep your eyes open. The Lord may stir in your heart an individual to call a person to invite, someone that will surprise you significantly when you say, come on over and share Christmas with us. Lord Jesus, as we stand before you today, we pray that the hearts of each one of us would be a manger never worthy of your presence, but filled with your presence. We ask, O Lord, would you come and indwell us with a power, Lord, that brings light to our mind, our heart, that gives our eyes the ability to see like we've never seen before, and create within us that spirit, Lord, that sacrificial gift of your life for us who were sinners, that we might live that out here in this world and share what Christmas really is and what it really means, Lord. Come and bless each of the families that are represented here. Guard and watch over each of the children, Lord. Protect them and guard their hearts and spirits. Be with each of our young men and women as they take on the challenges of college and future and jobs and opportunities. Be with the young parents as they struggle through and work through all the privileges, joys, and challenges of parenting. Give wisdom, Lord, where it's needed. Give mercy and encouragement where it's needed. Bring a spirit of forgiveness and quiet strength over each of our lives that we can stand before you, trusting wholly in who holds our future. Come, Lord, and bless this day. Bless each of us, and let us join together as one body in the Spirit and pray the prayer you've taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Time of blessing. We talked about the blessing from Deuteronomy, where God says, those who you bless, I will bless. And then he commanded Moses to bless his people. You are the children of God, who he desires to bless beyond anything you can comprehend. You are loved by the Lord, and you have this unbelievable opportunity to continue to grow day by day in wisdom and understanding and work of the Spirit. Receive the blessing of the Lord. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. We join in the last song.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope for all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah, born to give us life.
He is born to give us life.
From God, our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came. And unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope for all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah, born to give us life.
He is born to give us life. All the angels sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born. All the children sing hallelujah. He is Christ the Lord. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope for all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah, born to give us life. He is born to give us life.
I want to say a special thank you to all the kids, their families, and all of you who had little kids that were dancing around and stuff. Thank you for them. Just so you know, we've all had them. And it's okay. Okay, maybe if we'd loosen up and start dancing a little more during the service. Anyone want to disagree? Yeah. Like a little child, I read somewhere. Like a little child, the king. Yeah, yeah. Let's loosen up, okay? There's a Christmas potluck after church today. Please feel invited and encouraged to come. The offering at the door today is for John and Becca and their medical bills. John and Becca are a young missionary couple that we help support. If you don't know them, that's whatever you give will go to that. You can make the check out to Lamb of God, and you can get credit for that too, and work it out that way and just put for John and Becca on it. And then our last Advent service is this Wednesday. Supper's 5:15 to 6:15, and then the service is at 6:30. And you're all invited. Last time we had beef stroganoff. First time I think it was lobster with tenderloin. So I can't wait for this Wednesday. What's that? Lobster was perfect, yes. So that's my given. All right, so. If you don't know who they are, talk to them. If you haven't seen them for 4 years or a year, talk to them. Don't talk to anybody you know. Talk to everybody you don't know. Make them welcome and encourage them. Thank you all, guests and visitors. God bless you all. Becky has another quick announcement. You want to be a part of that, please. Anyone else? Thank you for reminding me, Becky. All right, God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. If you want, I can give you a long sermon. That's to compensate for all the other Sundays. Thank you for all you did decorate. Thank you. What's that?
Working this week? I'm off tomorrow. Or Tuesday, I'm off on Wednesday. I'm trying to begin. I think I have a fun deal there. Well, I don't know.
Are you still driving your hobby?
I can't find the title. There's a noise when I drive it. And I thought it was the tire. Yeah. So at first I thought it was tires because it's mostly high speed. Now I hear it even at low speed. So that's going to be.
Well, you just got the tires, so I can't.
It might be harder. I don't know how that works. I said give me the same kind of tires, which is nice. Good rubber. Well, they don't make those anymore.
Yeah, I went to actually. I just put tires on mine, and I went to cheaper tires because they're softer.
They just make them harder and harder,
and then they lose grip after they harden.
That's what I figured.
So I went with the softer ones, they're cheaper, and they're quieter.
Well, I'm tempted to put it that way.
Well, yeah, I will be there Tuesday, Thursday.
Good, I'll set it up for Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right.
And Saturday.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Saturday, so. Yuck.
Yeah. All right.